a UFO. And that's okay, cause I believe I saw it too. My dad works for the mail. Matt's got a thinking maybe that would be a very fun thing to do.
That song's called Don't Go to Mars.
Say MFO
who's instant Superman. Start to say with a smile, but dead men frown. They don't want to know about the ones God left behind. That was by Sissy and Bobby in a lovely rendition of Hippie Sunshake, originally written by Frank West and his Royal Californians. I'm sure Frank would be impressed if
but that's a song for another time. At this point in the program, we'd like to thank our extremely talented crew and staff, some of the best in the biz. Queen Pretty Amy, Miss Molly Puppin, Niall von Skylab, X-Ray Matt Galaxy, Kaylin Aurora Borealis, Pia, or Pia as she's sometimes known, Starshine, Good Morning, Charles Moonlight Graham, Bonnie Prince Winston, Warden of the Lawn, Princess Gracie Gabagoo, Special Ed Zeppelin, and of course, those cheeky pop singers, Meat Skirt Terrorists, wherever you are, and our special guest, Jazzy, who is listening to us in the next room. The next segment of the Wobbegong Secret Radio Hour is brought to you by Toy Monsoon. Visit their Big Blue store down by the pond for great prices on twine, vegetable lard, and fuzzy cuffs. That's Toy Monsoon, where the A stands for quality. And now, on with the show.
Just an average, and I love my pretty girl dove. St. Barb's on Sunday and rehearsals on Monday. She is the one that I love. Tomorrow's cloudy hands drift on the breeze. See her reflections pop up my blue Cadillac. I'm thinking reach down.
Thank you, lads. Very, very nice indeed. And now to sing this lovely ballad, Andy Saturn, codename Wunderschluck. Wunderschluck ist wunderbar. Thank you, Andy. That was exquisite. I could picture being in an auditorium full of slugs, generously excreting each other with special jellies, while their eye stalks spin wildly over their heads. Best stop now before I get Mikey D in trouble. Anyway, it's time to introduce the cast in black sabbatical order. Andy Saturn on electricals, Jumpin' Jeff Jupiter on percussives, George Whitfield Mercury on magnetics, and me, I'm Pop Uranus on edibles. Alas, it is our closing theme. That means we are nearing the end of our experiment slash program. We want to thank MFO Freeform Radio, Mikey D's On the Town broadcast, and especially Joel Simkus, the Mad Wizard sound designer and engineer, who miraculously puts us together week after week. We are in your debt, good sir. Remember, stay tuned following the set for the Wobbegong secret interview, where we will be taken into a back room and forced to confess our love of all things ABBA. Good night. Thank you.
and stumble on. Follow, follow, follow me home. The milkman is sleepy and the street lights are on. Follow, follow, follow me home. Good night.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Cutthroat Humor from Honky Ball. Before that, Trench Coats from Cold Expectations. And before that, Cracker Lung from Stompbox. And before that, we heard a live set from Wobegong, who are right here to argue about that. thanks guys for coming in and playing live in these holiday times.
Oh yeah.
Thank you. A lot
of times the holidays are stressful. One way to make it even more stressful is to play live on the radio. So how did you guys enjoy that?
Well, first of all, it's Wobegong. So I want to get
Wobegong. Let's get it right. Get it right.
Well, thank you, Andy. But yes, and we're originally scheduled to be here in the spring, and apparently you folks had a cancellation. So I was in touch with Joel, and he wanted to know if we were available. I knew all the boys were around, so
we're always around. We don't really do much. We're just hanging out.
I grabbed them and said we're going to play a set, and they graciously agreed. And here we are.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We practice our butts off. We were practicing every day. Really hard.
I was just talking to Mariah outside while you guys were playing. I was like, these guys sound like they practice or something. That's really good.
That bloody lie.
Yeah, we were trying to practice, but George went to Las Vegas.
Yeah,
well, he's, sure. He's over there.
George
going
is
wild,
cutting loose in the busy city.
Yep, big city living. Gambled his savings away.
Yeah,
and he's here to win them all back.
Yeah,
on tonight's Jeopardy.
When you're gambling, it's good to just like take a pile of money and then just say, I'm going to get rid of all this money.
Yeah. Right.
And well, then 90, just go. And then as soon as it's done, then just, oh, go do something else.
Yeah, 90% of gamblers quit before they hit it big, though.
That's true.
That's a statistic.
That's true. You don't win. You don't win if you don't play. That's what I always say.
And then right. Some of the other ones, they hit it big, and then they don't stop.
Yeah.
And then it's all gone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Or they hit it big and they get that big fountain they always wanted. That big fountain costs a lot of money.
Yeah, man.
They don't tell you how much fountains cost nowadays. Fountains are a pretty penny.
I didn't even ask you. Did you gamble?
Yeah, we played slot machines the whole time.
Slot machines?
Yeah. That's so
the worst one.
I know, that's so fun.
I love looking at the screen. There's like the anime characters, and if you like give them $1, like they like jiggle a bowl of money.
You suck.
It's so exciting.
Yeah, like the more dollars, it just keeps jiggling. And like we won almost $800.
Oh, wow.
And then we gambled it all.
Yeah, well, that's the point. That's what happens in Vegas.
So we ended up like $600 negative.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even though we would have been, I don't know, maybe like at least 1,000 positive if we didn't gamble it all away. But
you should have kept playing.
That's the slot machine experience.
You were one bet away.
Yeah. You're always one bet away.
Right.
From owning the casino.
Yeah. I just looked at a fountain the other day in Detroit.
Oh.
And my brother like worked on it. And I was like, well, how much?
Oh, wow.
How much did it cost to build that fountain? He's $1 million.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, fountains are big money. $1 million? I want a fountain that.
That's
just,
what you should be doing.
I know.
Man. We should be fountain maker.
I want a fountain that spews chocolate. I mean, it makes and spews chocolate, and then I'm at the bottom of it just drinking it all day. I don't even like chocolate.
Like,
I just
like
feel like
the Greek statue where it like drinks the water.
Yeah,
that'd be you.
I'm not even it's a fan chocolate. of dessert foods or sweets. I think that's the most gluttonous version of myself is at the bottom
cherub.
Of a fountain of chocolate.
It's a cherub up a big peeing chocolate into your mouth.
Yeah, that's my idea of heaven. That's
there is that fountain in Brussels that's like a it's like an angel,
right?
But it looks like a baby, and it's peeing. But if you could just do one of those doing chocolate, I'm sure it's somebody thought of that in Belgium, because like the weather's so bad there that you know they have to have something to do. So you probably think, what if that was peeing chocolate?
Right.
Sign me up.
And what if I was at the bottom of it, catching it in my mouth?
Maybe that's what stops these wars from happening. And like, we just need fountains peeing chocolate in every major nation, every capital city.
Right.
Germans would have never went into Belgium if they knew that was there. No, thank you.
We'd all be united.
I think that could end world hunger.
Yeah, end world hunger too.
They're like, listen, we may be German, but we have standards.
All right. So what's the next commando raid from Wabagong?
Well, don't.
Where's that going to happen?
We have no social media. We barely exist at all. We may not even be here.
I'm
right
barely
now.
Existing. Yeah, as it stands,
this band is so new, and everybody here is in different projects. But I was able to. I had a. Woburn had their very first Porch Fest last October. And the other bands I'm in couldn't make it. And so it was like, guys, you want to do it? I got some songs that nobody else wants to play. So that was the hook. And I think, okay.
So, like, you know, of course these guys have other projects because, like, one of the corny lines from, like, Boston rock journalism is, the scene is incestuous.
Right.
Well, these are my
we
sons.
We are brothers, and that's okay.
The self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah,
right,
so it is sort of, I guess.
Yeah, man.
Oh, boy.
So,
guys.
That's good radio.
Now, the boys have actually, they actually are building a studio over in Lexington, so hopefully I'll be able to con them into letting me record the band there for free.
We definitely are, yeah.
Right.
It's going to be great.
And, then we can start, and George has graciously offered to... get our web presence or whatever it's called now, our social media.
Yes, Instagram.
Instagram. the Insta-webs. Yep. Get that under control.
We're going to have a robot run it. He's bought ChatGPT-4. We're going to try to get it to automatically upload for us.
Right. And we're going to use...
But
we're gonna
say
use,
nice things. Not like
I'm just gonna whatever it says. It's not us.
Dude. Yeah, it's not us. We can't be blamed.
We can't be held accountable for ChatGPT.
And we're gonna use only AI pictures that it generates with the words that we put in, saying like four-piece prog rock band.
Yeah,
you know, stuff like that. I think it's gonna work out really
probably
well.
Probably like owl, like a lot it's of just, owl. Like
you're gonna write owl, or is it?
And
is,
like
is it gonna be an owl?
Bosch.
Okay,
I like him.
Yeah,
he's good. I like his work.
I had some of that hanging up in the bathroom once. It was before you guys were born.
I like how we're just talking to each other. We're just chatting.
Just chatting about Hieronymus Bosch as a urinal painting.
I'm sorry. Let's pull it together, boys. Come on.
Yeah, pull it together.
Serious faces.
So what do we have going on?
I don't know. You tell me.
I am hoping that we can still keep our gig this fall because we'll be a little bit more rehearsed and we'll actually have some product to sell. And we're actually looking to get in, do some festivals. I'd like to do that this summer with some like-minded bands.
Maybe Lollapalooza.
They might Lollapalooza.
Something yeah. Maybe
give them a call.
Maybe yeah.
Coachella.
I'm just Burning thinking Man. Maybe like a couple of guys down at the park. But
we have a lot of connections, actually.
Yeah, yeah. This time next year, we're going to be playing alongside Ariana Grande, and it's and it's fine. She's not my first choice. Baby. She's not my first choice, obviously, but she is among my top three choices.
She sings. She doesn't. You know, she doesn't use the
No, she sings.
Yeah, she actually sings live.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean she doesn't do the lip syncing?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I did lip syncing this time.
That's kind of risky.
It is very risky. That's why I don't risk anything.
You might face plant.
Yeah.
This is a hilarious video.
Billy
Vanilli
would beg to differ.
There's a really funny video of this rapper, Travis Scott, and he's rapping, and then he falls.
Yeah.
Walked off where the stage ends. And yes. He's in auto-tune. So he's like, whoa! It's like down a scale. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's such a good video.
After I go home, I'm just gonna look that up.
You have to.
It's fun.
It's so funny.
It's fun.
He's in front of like it's at a festival. Like everyone. Like,
I hope somebody's just done a sample of just that note,
right?
And like
right.
made a groove out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Jeff alone. If someone just took a sample out of what you just did, that was beautiful.
Thank you very much. I was actually practicing that. I was in the bathroom, looking myself in the mirror, like you got to say this bit. It's so funny.
Working on things at Sound Radio.
Yeah. Yes, sir. But yeah, we don't really have too much. We're gonna record an album. And we're going to have an Instagram. It's going to be called @Wobbegong. By the time people are hearing this, it's going to be up. We'll probably do it tonight. And yeah, so you can follow us there on Instagram. And we're going to have a post there. And it's going to be really good.
It's going to be a post of exactly what this is right now. Matter of fact.
Take a quick selfie.
Take a quick selfie. You guys keep talking and I'll just.
Yeah.
No, the point is you keep talking.
I have nothing
to
say
now. It's hard to pose and talk.
Can you see me?
I'll just go sideways.
That's like walking and chewing gum.
Yeah, this is difficult.
I think that's fine. I think what we did is fine.
Okay, you can see that picture only on Wobbegong Instagram.
Yep, wobbegong.com.
We're going to try to make the account, and then Wobbegong is just going to be taken.
I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was going to follow like those like Australian sharks.
Yep. Yeah,
we'll have to find you some of our backups. We got a few.
It's like Wabba and then like a three.
Yeah, backup sharks.
Zero.
Backup yeah. Sharks. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our new band name, actually, the Backup Sharks.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
I'd sign off on that.
Andrew, why don't you say the band name I came up with earlier?
What was the band name you came up with earlier?
You want him to
say it. Oh,
don't you say it. Don't say it.
It was Pop Queen Elbow.
Oh, yeah, true.
There's another one that was, what was it? I wrote it down because I thought it was great. It was Long Lunch. And then there was another one, the Church Mouse Sound.
That's
a
good one.
There was one that I thought of,
what was
based
it?
Off of the graffiti in the bathroom, and it was Bryce AFAITPPI.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
So the Long Lunch, that sounds like very European to me, because like
right.
I worked in Europe for a while, and when they start lunch, it's like forever.
Right.
Like, it's all day, and you're like, I'm American, I want to get some work done. And
right.
It's like this lunch goes on
yeah.
and on, and they're just talking, and it's a nightmare.
They
it's
have incessant. Them in the middle of work days, too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a siesta.
Yeah.
They take like a 2-hour nap to get back to work.
Yeah, it's like 4-hour lunch. Like,
it's insane.
Wow.
And then you're not done with work until like, what,
eight? Go home at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's kind of what it feels like listening to our music.
That's kind of what it's like listening to this interview.
It's just like a 4-hour scene.
It's just like your brain just shuts off. You're just driving your car right now.
You're like, what happened to my work day?
That's kind of like what you would expect with like prog rock is that, yeah, there's going to be a 4-hour lunch on this album.
We're going to start the song. We're going to go out to lunch.
Yeah, you know, like Alan's Psychedelic Breakfast.
Right, right.
We'll just have like record us eating lunch and just put a phaser on it.
And they're like, oh yeah, people are going to think it's like an Eric Dolphy reference, Out to Lunch. But no, actually, we're just going to be out to lunch.
Yeah.
It's just going to be ambient sound of the studio of like the mice chewing and the squirrels chewing the wires. And the ghost voices on tape.
It reminds me of that scene from This Is Spinal Tap where Nigel's showing off his guitars and he's like, check out the sustain on this one. He goes, wah! You know, you could go out and have a bite and it's still going, wah! He's like, it's not even plugged in. He's like, no, I know, but just imagine. Just imagine hearing the sustain.
We could recount like the whole movie of Spinal Tap.
We could do that.
Rumor has it they're doing a new one.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I just heard that.
Wow.
I've been trying to get my hands on the deleted scenes because apparently they have like twice the length of the movie just in deleted scenes, and I can't find it anywhere.
And why are we not surprised?
I know. I need to find it. Wow. I'm very excited about it.
That's like a great movie.
Oh.
I showed my friend Matt. He thought I was going to hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he liked it.
He liked it. He liked it a good amount.
He really liked it.
Now that's radio, folks.
That's radio. These are hot takes. Unpopular opinions.
What even is this movie? Like, you're talking about this movie. I have no idea what this is.
And then there's George.
That's, I know. That's for us to know and you to find out.
He's going to watch the movie. He's going to be like...
He's going to be like, meh.
These guys, what?
He's going to go, my God, I'm in that band.
Yeah. That's basically my reaction to everything they show me.
Yeah.
Just like, what is this?
George, this amp goes to 11. We're going to laugh as you... No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
What are you talking?
Yeah, one of my bands.
Seriously, what are you talking?
We put out an album, and on the cover, there's an amp that goes to 13.
Oh wow!
Because
wow.
we wanted to outdo those guys.
Right, yeah. Right. By that two.
13 yeah. Must be like the ultimate.
It's also like unlucky.
Well, after that, the next one is it would have to be 666. That's it.
Yeah.
Amp that goes up to 666 is insane.
Yeah. Well, 69.
Well, I guess
pit stop at 69, then you go to 66.
And you can go to 420, but these aren't original jokes.
Yeah, there's a keep talking numbers.
Yeah, there's a lot of good numbers out there. There's 8. I quite like the number 8.
it's kind of like dangerous because if you try to drive in that pattern.
Right, right.
And if you go fast enough, you'll hit the side of your own car.
Oh, true. that's what Einstein put in general
physics,
relativity.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
The closer you get to the speed of light, the longer your car gets.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he was speaking nonsense.
I just thought the best joke I can't say
here. Yeah, watch out what you're doing,
I think Albert Einstein was speaking nonsense for most of his life. I think he lost the plot.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think that guy was very smart at all.
Get that on tape. Get that out of the airwaves, bro.
I've seen pictures of that guy looking pretty dumb.
He's sticking his tongue out. What's he doing? He can't ride a bike.
You know, he had like 8 sets of the exact same outfit. He would just put one on every day and then wash them.
That sounds exactly like you.
It's literally me.
That sounds exactly like you, but it's
I
one
am
outfit.
Albert Einstein. You know how 8. Like Patton believed... He was like part of this warrior spirit, like Julius Caesar and Napoleon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like the Albert Einstein spirit. That, and then like...
What the hell happened?
Who's before that? Nosferatu?
I'm completely wasting it, too. Yeah, Nosferatu.
Well, you got the one outfit thing going.
Dude, I got that part. I had crazy hair a second ago, and now it's gone.
So. I remember seeing Einstein in some movie scene where he's hanging out with Marilyn Monroe.
Really?
And it's like, why didn't he... Like, she had 15 husbands. Why wasn't he like... One of her husbands for 15 minutes. Like,
that would have been amazing.
What was he thinking?
Mrs. Einstein.
I don't think he was
hot.
Thinking.
Yeah. Mrs. Einstein was quite a looker.
She had it gone.
Yeah?
She looked exactly like Eleanor Roosevelt. My kind of woman.
I'm pretty sure Albert Einstein had one of those, like, I'm pretty, wasn't, Oh, I am thinking of Eleanor Roosevelt. Never mind.
Okay.
Well, they kind of look the same now.
That's true.
Well, yeah, I bet.
Jeff also looks like Eleanor Roosevelt right now.
Yeah. That's actually, I woke up this morning. I was like, a little bit too much Eleanor.
Yeah.
And I put some, and it made it
some
worse.
Rouge.
Yeah. Put on some mascara and rouge.
Put on my foundation. I was like, yikes. Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about, boys?
You guys want to plug your band?
Yeah, we could.
You can plug your side projects.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is I would like to say hi to my friends Hicks.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to say hi to all the guys in Hicks. Love you, miss you, Richard. Hope you get better soon. And all the flying a-holes up in Gloucester. Love you fellas, too. Hope you're tuning in. And that's all I'm going to talk about right now. How about you, Andrew?
Well, I don't know if you guys heard that squeak, but it was a good squeak. I'd like to shout out me and Jeff's main project, Toy Monsoon. Toy Monsoon. A great place to go to get your... What did you say on the thing? Your fuzzy cuffs.
I forget what it was. Vegetable lard and fuzzy cuffs.
There it is. There it is. And
hear all your favorite squeaks.
All your favorite squeaks.
Yep. We got
here
a lot
on
sounds.
WMFO.
So you can follow us. We make kind of similar music. Different people in the band, except for me and Andy.
Yeah, and different sounds. Different same sounds. Music, but different.
Different
sounds.
Frequencies. But you can find us on Instagram at Toy Monsoon.
And you can find us on Spotify in a couple of months.
We're not on Spotify.
Yeah, when's your album done?
Oh, we don't know, but it'll be done early 2024. That's what we know.
Okay.
I'm going to guess March or April. So all right. Look forward to that, folks.
Releasing the hits?
No.
No, we're only releasing the deep tracks.
We're only doing B-sides.
Only B-sides?
No, deep tracks and B-sides.
Yeah, we're throwing away all of our best songs and just keeping the B-sides.
Give them to me.
Yeah. We'll give them to somebody.
We'll do a song swap at some point.
We've actually already been doing that with Radiohead.
Just sell the really good ones to, like, Ariana Grande.
Exactly.
I think she'd love our music.
We're going to be ghostwriters for Hannah Montana. So in a couple of months you can look forward to
that. We're actually doing a Hannah Montana reboot. Andrew's wearing a wig.
That's you can't disprove that.
And I'm
radio
Billy Ray.
Listeners, you can't disprove that.
I was going to be Billy Ray.
And I'm a radio
rebel.
I don't
think you have the chops.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Jeff, would you like to shout anything out?
Shout out Kaylin.
That's beautiful.
Shout out Matt and Niall.
That's really beautiful.
Shout out my boy Cookie.
Good guy.
Isabel. I can't think of too. I don't have a ton of people.
You're gonna be in so much trouble now.
Our boy Quantum Leroy.
You're forgetting like three people.
Quantarius.
Gelatinous Funk.
Gelatinous Funk. Missy. I think that's it. I think we covered it.
You forgot about Juju B.
He also lives with us. We're trying to shout out the people living in the house with us.
Kralmar. And Selena. And and my main lady, Peace Dizzle.
Peace Dizzle? Yeah, that's everybody. George, shout-outs, go.
I'm just put on the spot like this. I don't know what to say.
Shout-out my mom.
I know. Yeah.
Why not? That's cool.
I'd like to thank the Academy. I don't know. Shout-out to, like, everyone that knows me. Yeah.
I think that covers all the bases.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't get in trouble that way.
You're like a genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to make a shout out to all my bases.
All right, I think we're done. I think we did it.
Yeah, that's, just
that's a finished episode right there.
It.
All right, thank you, Wabagong. All your
thank
bases
you
are belong to us.
Thank you, Andrew, for having
thank
us.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you.
Sewing a stitch in my ride, retouched and running all night. It's just a twitch of the eye, that pent up visceral fight. Living in hours too late, collective consciousness way. Last calls and long after strain, enthrall and nothing all the worse. You look perfect. I misspoke.